Do you know what this is?
It's stimulating, mind expanding, the in thing. It's the hula hoop of the jet generation.
Podcast1.com presents celebs, pop culture, fashion.
No one gets to tell me not to curse.
Oh, and some of that, too. This is Brandy Glanville, unfiltered. Now, here's Brandy Glanville.
Good morning, William Sterling.
Good morning.
You seem a little stressed this morning.
I'm okay. We're in a tight window today, so I want to make sure we can get everything done that need to.
Today.
In the window, yes.
All right. Well, we did have a guest, but they had to cancel last minute for an emergency, which was real, so we're going to give them a pass. So today, half the show was going to be, I'm going to call people on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
But now it's going to be the whole show.
Okay.
So let's do it. How was your weekend? What are you doing?
It was okay. I am off crutches right now.
I saw that.
It's still a little tight. Doesn't feel like 100%, you know. But it wasn't 100% before. I'm still healing. So yeah.
Maybe just be careful. I would say stay on the crutches for a little longer.
I don't want to do that. It sucks so bad.
I know, but I bet you get like sympathy drinks and stuff. Like people at bars are like, hey,
actually,
here you go.
I found that the 6 weeks that I was on them and then the last week when I was, people don't give a shit.
Oh, okay. You're talking a lot since we're in a hurry. Can you leave?
I'm talking a lot?
Can you get out?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Jeez.
I'm just joking.
I'm so confused.
No, I thought we were in a hurry and like that was a longer story than I anticipated.
Okay. Then I'll leave.
Okay.
And we'll call some people.
Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will be back in a minute.
So I received all of the gorgeous cat suit. Is it cat suit?
Cat suit.
Cat suit.
From Wet n Wild.
Yeah. All these gorgeous liquid lipsticks. And I thought, who would wear blue lipstick?
Yeah.
Guess what?
You're wearing blue lipstick.
I didn't. I'm not wearing it now, obviously.
Well, no, but I meant at some point.
I went downtown. I wore the blue lipstick. And my friend Carrie loved it so much that she ordered one online.
Really?
Because once I told her it was only $4.99, she's like, I want it. And I told her she was copycatting me.
Yeah.
And then she said, you just went to my hair person and got my same hair color. And I said, you are correct. So you can get this lipstick.
She's copycat suiting you.
Yeah. She's copycat suiting me.
Whoa.
Cat suit. Super sexy liquid lipsticks. They're only $4.99. This is by Wet n Wild. It's a brand that I've been using since like high school. My 666 lip liner. The bomb. You can go to wetandwild.com. I can't read this right now because I don't have my reading glasses. So what does that say, Will? I feel like you're making the print smaller just to mess with me.
I'm not. I need to make it a little bit bolder. But what you can do right now is go to wetandwildbeauty.com/catsuit. Or you can find it at major food, drug, and mass retailers.
Yeah, they have it at CVS. They have it at Rite Aid. I think that CVS has a better selection, personally. But I'm not the buyer for these small, you know, chains. But drugstores are better than grocery stores.
Right.
Because grocery stores just get a little bit.
Yeah.
Drugstores get a lot.
They do.
And I have a Wet n Wild blush that I like. It's like coral peachy.
Okay.
Get it? You'll like it.
Okay.
And the great thing is you're not breaking the bank.
Right.
You know, you get out of there for less than when you stop to get a water.
Yeah.
Waters are like $5 at places.
When you're on a road trip
and
you
need to
stop at a CVS, get a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And cat suit lipstick.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
I mean,
I'll get it.
That's what I'm doing when I go to San Diego on Wednesday. What?
So that's what's the website?
It is
wetandwildbeauty.com/catsuit.
Yes. Yeah. I can't see you guys. I don't have reading glasses. So I think Will is messing with me and making
it really, really
smaller
big.
And smaller. So I can't actually read, like, especially the italics, but it's fine. I'm going to try to get him fired. Don't worry about it. No.
we are calling Cindy.
Yeah.
At
right?
Dash of Cindy on Instagram.
Dash of Cindy.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like a dash of cinnamon. We might have to leave Cindy a message.
I think so.
You have reached the voicemail box of... At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Cindy. Maybe you just don't I don't know. It's Brandy Glanville, and we're calling you from Podcast One, Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. We are going to have a lovely conversation with you, but maybe you are like me and you don't answer, calls if you don't recognize the number. But I'm bummed we didn't get to talk. Maybe next time. I hope you have a beautiful day. And if you're a hater, fuck off.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's really
I mean,
because like
you don't really
message.
Know if you're they like you or they hate
she
you.
She seemed like she really wanted to talk to you.
You had to cover. You have to cover both bases because, you know, I invited the haters too.
Yes. I don't know your phone password, so it locks every time.
It's
there's so much of this I'm going to have to edit out. Because
no, you can. I don't care about that.
Password and then people's phone numbers. Okay, let me try this person.
Okay.
Ellen somebody.
I got it. By the way, while you're reading, I'm just going to share with the people. I got a letter from AT&T saying that all of my information has been compromised and that they are investigating and the person that the employee has been fired and they're investigating. So I don't know what information of mine, it's on my phone that's been compromised, but it's interesting. So thank you, AT&T, for fucking up my life.
They're always doing something.
What the hell? Who are we calling? Name?
This is Ellen.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Like, did you? Oh.
Hello?
Hi, is Ellen there?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Brandy Glanville.
Oh, yes, this is Ellen.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're not having a good day. Mondays are rough.
Oh, no. I was just very nervous, but I'm very happy that it's you. I'm, like, freaking out over here actually now.
It's weird. Like, I don't answer numbers that I don't recognize either, so I get it. I fully understand the who is calling situation.
Right. I was like, who is calling from Beverly Hills, California?
Well, it's awesome. Me. How's your Monday going?
It's going really good. I'm out for breakfast with my best friend, so.
Nice.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
Yeah, what are you guys having?
We're actually, have you heard of Anna's House?
Is it? No, I know, huh?
Okay, yeah. It's more Midwest region, but it's just a little, like, breakfast place, and it has a bunch of unique food.
Oh, cool. So, do you have a question or anything you want to, like, talk about?
Yeah, so I got into Vanderpump Rules when it first started, and then it transitioned. Well, I got into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, of course, with you first, and then it transitioned into Vanderpump Rules. I just have a question about how you and, like, Sheena now, like, got past everything. Because I know you guys don't have, like, the animosity towards each other anymore.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I think I was the only one that really had to get past anything. I mean, she, right. Like, why would she be mad at me for fucking my husband when I was pregnant? I mean, it's like, I've grown a lot and I've just realized that life is too short to have, I'm going to keep running into her, run into each other all the time. Now she's here at Podcast One.
Right.
And ultimately it takes two to tango and, you know, Eddie's extremely charming and I don't see a lot of women in her situation turning him down if he said he was, you know, unhappily married or they were, right. You know, splitting up. I get it. He's a handsome guy. And then to find out halfway through. So, you know, it's just as much, if not more, Eddie's fault than hers. So finally I had to come to terms with that, which took me a lot of therapy. And now, you know, she's like one of my favorite people on Vanderpump Rules now. And we text often and, you know, it is what it is. A lot of women share a lot of dick in this town.
That's true. And then I have to tell you, I've rooted for you on Big Brother. I'm a big Big Brother fan, and I was very happy to see that you were on there. And I wanted to let you know that I thought you played an awesome game, not even knowing what it was all about.
Thank you so much. I'm like, oh, shoot, I wish I would have done, like, I was a replacement last minute, so I didn't really have a lot of time to figure out what the hell I was supposed to be doing.
Right.
But once I got in there, once Ari and I started talking, we came up with a good plan. But unfortunately, it didn't go my way. But I appreciate your support, and thank you so much. And I'm sorry for interrupting your breakfast, and have an amazing day. Have a great Monday.
You too.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Did you hang up on her halfway through the bye?
Looks like I did.
You are really in a hurry.
I'm not in a hurry. I had to juggle multiple things to make all this work.
Okay,
and
I'm
just like, I want to make sure that we have enough content for a great show. So
I want Ellen's life. Like, just hang with her friend on a Monday
morning. You're like, you sound really stressed. She's like, no, I'm just having breakfast with my friend.
Lucky.
On Monday, you're like, what?
Wow, I do that on a Sunday. But, whew, I'm jelly.
Sad about it.
But no, she's cool.
We have somebody calling in online, too.
Okay, let's chat.
Her name is Cynthia.
Okay, let's talk to her. Hey, Cynthia, it's Brandi Glanville. What's going on?
Hi, nothing. Oh, my gosh. When I got the voicemail, I was literally dying. I'm, like, shaking right now. I was like, this is a joke, right?
Oh, I was like, oh, wait, I guess she really didn't want to talk to us. And I'm like, I'm not sure if she hates us or she likes us, so I don't know.
No, I'm at work, so I was like, Beverly Hills, who's calling me? And I don't answer numbers I usually don't know. So then when I heard the voicemail, I was like, oh, my gosh.
You know how I know you're cool is because I'm the same. I don't answer numbers that I don't know. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not answering. So that means you're
like,
a cool chick.
Of course, I'll leave a voicemail.
Exactly. And by
and
the way, I don't even listen to my voicemails, so I'm glad you do.
Yeah, no, I do. I'm like, and then, you know, Apple phone has a visual voicemail, and it, like, cut off her name. I was like, who is this? And then I listened to it, and I died. I can't believe you picked me and called me.
Oh, of course. No, it's exciting. I just had a really lovely talk with someone.
I'm not a hater.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I mean, you never know, but like, I actually kind of enjoy arguing a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So what's going on? Do you have some questions or?
No, I just love you. I mean, we've like chit-chatted a little bit before on Instagram when I was like just pretty much confessing my love for you because I think you're just such an amazing role model. I'm a mom too, and you know, I went through a period where I was a single mom doing it by myself, so I like totally understand, and I feel like you're just amazing. You like always put your kids first, and you're just, I just love you.
That is so sweet. I mom to mom, you get it. This especially, I mean, hopefully you're not a single mom anymore, but like people don't understand it's juggling, you know, kids, and then you have to be in charge of the household and pay for everything, and you know, and you're the mom and the dad in one, you know, in that moment. It's just, I give props to all moms in general, but especially single moms.
Yeah.
It's definitely not easy.
Yeah, no. So like, I love you. Like I've asked you before, and you've like talked to me a little bit about like confidence and how are you so confident? Because I'm like the least confident person. Like, I'm so, like, about my body and just, like, sex and just everything. I'm just so, like, not confident. So I admire how confident you are with yourself.
Oh, listen, don't get it wrong. We all have insecurities. We all have things that we don't like and, you know, about our bodies, about our looks, about our age. Like, we all have that. But sometimes you just, like, well, my producer told me, like, shut up. Just live your best life. And then I think that really kind of changed how I felt. I'm like, why am I complaining? At the end of the day, we're lucky to have our children. We're lucky that we're walking around, and you know, we have so much to be thankful for. Like, we're always going to have insecurities, no matter what. We're women; it happens. But we just have to let like the better. Like, we just look at your kids, and then be like so thankful that listen, we all got a little cellulite, whatever it is that bothers you.
Yeah,
it's everyone's got them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know. But it's so hard. So what is, like, this, like, you're just calling people and just talking to people?
Yeah. So last night, my guest canceled at the last minute because she had an actual emergency. And I didn't want to cancel the show just because I hate doing that because everyone expects the show on Friday. So I just told
– yeah.
I just said, hey, call me. Like, send me your number. I'll call you. I thought it would be really fun.
Oh my gosh, like you have no idea how like happy you made me. Like you are my favorite housewife to this day. Like I just love you. Like I always like have your back. Like I went through a stage, like I'll admit it, where I was like wasn't a fan of you for a bit. And then do you know what like completely won me over 100% was your Celebrity Big Brother but in the UK.
Oh.
Like yeah, like my boyfriend and I, we were like somehow hack and try to find episodes and would watch.
It's hard to do. That's hard to do because all my friends are like, sorry, missed it. I'm like, okay.
No, we watched every single episode. We were hooked. But I just loved seeing like a completely different side of you. Like, you know, like Bravo's super produced. So it's nice to see like you not being produced and you being real and just seeing you like more calm and more like
I don't know. It's just less drama and just, I guess, because people weren't attacking you. Like,
yeah, it's, I mean, it's one thing. Like, I liked everyone in the house. I'm not going to fight with people if I don't, if for no reason. That's the thing. And I was happy, but then some people were like, you were so boring. I'm like, well, I don't generally start fights, but if you start a fight with me, then the crazy comes out. So I was, you know, I get mixed reviews on that, but thank you. That's really sweet. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy your day at work and tell your boyfriend hi.
Oh my God. He's obsessed with you. Like, he thinks, like, when he used to be in Housewives, he's like, she's so hot. I love her.
Ooh.
Like, okay. Yeah, I know. And it, like, if I tell him that I talk to you, he's going to die.
Oh, that's so, I'm excited for it. I wish I could be there with you guys, but we have to make another call. But anyway, have an amazing day at work. Yay. And thank you for calling us back.
Thank you all for right. calling me.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
We have Michael.
Oh, good.
On line one.
Did we call him?
We called him.
Okay. Michael?
Hey, Brandy.
Hey. Uh-oh, this sounds feisty already. How's it going?
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Oh, God.
Okay, can I just tell you a quick, like, 1 minute story?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in college when I, like, first started getting into Housewives, and I was in a fraternity, and all of a sudden they all, well, not all of a sudden, but, you know, college, you're having a good time, you're drinking a lot, and they were like, Michael, I think you have a drinking problem. I was like, what? Like, what the fuck?
Like, I have a drinking solution.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then it was right when you were, like, just getting on Beverly Hills, and they were like, Brandy, like, you're drinking too much. And you were like, fuck y'all. And I was like, this is my girl for life. And that's why you're my favorite housewife. And then you went on Big Brother and did great, which is my favorite show.
Aww.
And so, yeah, I've been ride or die Brandy G now for, like, 5 years.
Oh my God, that's so cool. That's awesome. Like, it's so funny because back, like, everyone back, do you remember, like, back in the day, everyone was like, oh, Brandy, you're drinking too much, or Kim, you're drinking too much. And now it seems like all of the girls on all of the shows are always wasted and no one gives two fucks.
Did you see OC, like, two? I mean, they were going, like, they tallied over, like, all of them, like, 12 shots each. I'm like,
I know.
These are some women who know how to drink.
No, and I love Kelly, and, like, I get her, but, like, Jorinda, Kelly, like, there's a lot of women, we go in when we're, you know, when we're together, when people gather together, it's a social thing, and sometimes you might take it a little too far, but it,
right.
Like, it's, I mean, for me,
it's
I was like...
we don't want to hear, we don't want to hear Teddy's diet tips anymore. It's like, put her on The Biggest Loser as, like, the new trainer, like, I want to see some of these ladies black out and, you know, go head to head. Like,
right. And it's fine. Guess what? That's normal. I mean, it might not be normal for some people, but back when it, for me, it's normal.
It.
I have brownouts. I have blackouts. It's been a while, but it was just so frustrating. I'm like, no, I drink because you bitches are fucking annoying as fuck. And if I don't drink, I'm just going to leave. I mean, it really.
Yeah. It's like, we don't, I mean, especially I'm always thinking like, especially Beverly Hills, I mean, those parties are fucking nuts. Like, Kyle's wife party, I feel like I would be, like, on the floor with a fat burger by, like, hour three. It's like, you have to get drunk for something like that.
You do. And the thing is, I think that for Beverly Hills specifically, a lot of those ladies do party hard, but they save it for when the cameras are down because they're slightly more controlled. And because a lot of them were actresses, so I feel like they're kind of playing a version of themselves. I've never been an actress, so I'm like, fuck it. When I go to a party, I drink.
Can I go in deep with this a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we're talking. Like, this is why I just feel like, I mean, honestly, anyone with a half-decent opinion, like, I am probably biased just because I love you, but just with the franchise itself, like, Beverly Hills has gone down because you were the only one who... at least at the time, was willing to go against Lisa. And I just feel like now that Lisa got her way, I feel like secretly she kind of got her way with you having to leave the show.
Oh, she 1,000% she did. She wanted Adrian gone.
Now,
Adrian was gone. She wanted me gone. I was gone.
Right. And now that they're all afraid to go against her, it's like, it just makes the show boring because it's like, it's just them sitting, like, afraid to do anything. And I feel like Kyle kind of, half tried and then was like, okay, forget it. Like, it's not going to work. And now I'm worried, honestly, I'm curious what your opinion is, but I'm like, could be good with Denise, could not be good with Denise. The only reason I'm nervous with Denise is I know that she's a huge animal lover, and honestly, it's
I know.
I'm like nervous about that because I'm like, are we going to have another like 5-episode arc with like the fucking UN festival? Like, no thanks.
But it makes it so I know Denise not super well, but we have the same agent and we pitched some shows together in the past. And she is a really nice person. Our kids went to the same school.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that she's super nice. But that said, remember who she was married to. She was married to Charlie fucking Sheen.
And yeah, so she obviously knows how to get down.
Exactly.
On some level.
If you're married to that man, you have to have a little bit of crazy in you to deal with that.
I did like her show back on E! Like back in the day. But I think I give Lisa Rinna a lot of credit because, like, after you left, I mean, she carried that show for 2 seasons after, and last season she was like, I'm fucking done.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's hard. I told her, I said, listen, it sucks to be the bad guy, but without her being, like, the person stirring the pot, there was no show. And she's like, yeah, but you get so much flack from it. And I go, but that's something you just have to deal with. But I understand after 2 seasons of, I think she cares maybe a little bit too much with like social media and, you know, she's got teenage daughters and maybe what they think. But honestly, I said, you just got to get over it because, you know, that's the truth. And maybe because you've gone there, everyone else is like, okay, I don't have to do anything. So we're all just going to jump.
And 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
No, they wait for one thing to jump on and they're hoping it's not them. But, and I understand why she wanted to be Zen last year, but at the same time, if that were anyone else, if that were, let's say, me, they'd be like, okay, see you later. you're gone.
Yeah, and I think that if they had given you one more season, I think it was, because it was her first season when it was your last season, and I don't think that she had figured out LVP's tricks yet, and I think her and Eileen were like one season too late where they could have gotten with you. And it's like I'm waiting for Erica to have her moment where she like really throws down on LVP, but I think that she's just so kind of poised most of the time.
Yeah, I don't think she's not petty. Like she doesn't care about that, the nonsense that they want to. She's like, pitchers are fighting over friendship. It's stupid. She's not going to get involved in that. So
she knows that she's kind of like the only one interesting enough to not get super wrapped up.
Yeah, and I don't really think she cares about if someone's drinking rosé out of the wrong glass. Like she's like, fuck off. Like she's not happy.
Yeah.
She just doesn't give two fucks.
She's like, I got 10 million gays making me look hot around me. Like, let's do it.
Exactly. But my only other thing is like, you know, Denise is a huge animal lover, and I'm thinking that maybe her and Lisa Vanderpump will end up being besties, which I believe that they brought Denise on so that Lisa Rinna would have a go-to, because she really only had Erica, and Erica doesn't get involved in the petty stuff. So she really didn't have Eileen. She didn't have someone to have her back, and these two have been friends for a long time. I remember Lisa had a barbecue and Denise was there when I was still on the show. So they've known each other for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're trying to, you know, say, listen, we're going to give you a friend. We need to see the Rinna that we've seen for the past 2 seasons.
I mean, before I honestly remember that she was a huge animal lover, this was my theory. Because, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence has said it. What's his face? Jerry O'Connell said it. I feel like anyone with a half, like, decent brain and just, like, awareness of Housewives is like, okay, the show has gotten significantly less boring since Brandy has left. I was like, maybe they're bringing in Denise to, like, finally, because I feel like in the back of LVP's mind, she's got to be like people are getting sick of me. Like, I don't want to overstay my welcome on this show. She's already got Vanderpump Rules, which honestly, she fits the perfect role for that show. It's like, I like it when she's being like a bossy British lady to like a bunch of.
Yeah,
like,
no, I like that show. And you know, for sure, there's going to be another show about Tom, and that's great. But I think that I know because I have.
On an ensemble cast with other women, like, she doesn't work because she can't admit she's wrong. And it's like the other women have to just tiptoe around her, like, kind of charge of the show almost.
Well, to be honest, like, I had conversations with, you know, production, Andy himself, and production about coming back this year, and not saying that I'm not, but I'm, you know, they said there are certain people on the cast that, like, if you were to come back, we might lose them. And it just kind of is like, oh, wow, so I'm the single mom that actually needs a job, and there are all these rich bitches, and we have real beef, but they're going to threaten, you know, I don't know. It was like, kind of exhausting for me, but at the same time, I really...
From a viewer, I feel like it's only LBT. I feel like Kyle would want you back on the show, but they're all just afraid to go against LBT. And LBT has so much, I think, rule over the show, because now she has another hugely successful show, which is Vanderpump Rules. So It's like, they're just so tentative to piss her off. And I'm just so upset that you were the one who was made the example of.
Yeah, I agree with you in a lot of ways. I do wish that, like, Lisa and I could just sit down in a room together and just have a conversation. I mean, it needs to happen at some point, because my friends come to town, they want to go to Pump, they want to go to Sir, wherever, and I'm like, I can't go. and I don't, I'm like, but you guys can go. Like, all my gays want to go there, and I'm like,
from my opinion, it's like, if you're such a good businesswoman, LVP, like, you should know that that is what the people would want to see. Like, people want to see you and her together. Like, honestly, my favorite season was season 3. No, like, I wasn't a huge fan of Adrian, and I was kind of like, I was for you and LVP against Adrian at the time. Like, I've come around with Adrian, but
at the time
I was like, you guys had the most organic friendship out of all of them on the show, besides like Kyle and Kim, and that's not a friendship, that was because they're sisters, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, we definitely, I think that's why it stings a little bit more, because, you know, we hung out off camera. I was at the family dinners on Sunday, and then, you know, things did go sideways, and we were really not having each other for a little while. And right now I've made peace with my ex-husband and Leanne, and I would like to make peace with her, but I don't know how that really goes down, because I am still angry, and there's a conversation that has to be had that I don't know that it's going to go, you know, it's going to be fully lovely. But then again, you know, if she's not having it, she's not having it. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I am pulling for you, obviously. I'm a huge fan. Again, ever since I was like 19, I was like, oh, like this is my girl. Like, I felt like you were like my spirit animal at the time. And then you went on Celebrity Big Brother, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. Yep. I wish that they had given you guys more alcohol, but...
It was ridiculous.
You know why they don't give you much alcohol?
Why?
It's because, okay, season 2 of that show, they gave them, like, a whole ton of booze, and 2 people got blackout.
Oh.
And one guy, he, like, put a knife to the other girl's throat and was like, what would happen if I killed you right now? And then they started making out right after that, and she had no idea, like, what happened till after she got evicted from the show, which was like months later, and then she sued CBS. And then after that, they were like, one bottle of wine a week.
Yep, that's what it is. And we had plastic knives. That explains the plastic knives.
Oh, yeah. Like,
these knives suck. And we're like trying to cut vegetables. I'm like, what? This is a horrible. But now, okay, that makes sense to me. My producer's telling me I have to get off the phone with you, Michael, because we have other calls. But it was so nice to talk to you, and thank you for being a supporter.
So awesome.
And like, just
so
keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
Keep it
all
up.
Right. Have a good one, Brandy.
You too. All right, bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got time for one more?
One more, yeah.
We got Ben.
Ben.
Yeah. No, we don't have Ben.
I was about to say
that
Ben.
That was supposed to be
I was going
to
say
He's
Ben.
He's probably like, you guys made me wait all this time, because he was on hold for probably
that
like
sucks.
Minutes.
I mean, but I understand Michael, and I feel like we might be friends and spirit animals.
Okay.
Because I get exactly what he's saying.
Right.
You know, about the drinking and people giving you a hard time, and like, come on, that's what you do in college. That's what you do at, you know, these
is what you do
events.
Yeah. What else would you do?
Right.
Talk about
study?
Like problems and stuff.
Ooh, gross.
Sick. I'm gonna try one more person.
Okay. I forgot you have my phone. I'm like, wait, where's my phone? There's no naked pictures. I took them off after AT&T told me.
The AT&T told you to take your naked pictures?
No, after they said they have all my information.
Oh. This is Z. I don't know. That's all Z? It says on Instagram. All
right.
Sometimes people don't put their names on there.
So we didn't call Ben back?
No, Ben hung up on us.
What?
Ben hung up.
But he called us?
No, I called him.
Oh, that sucks. You're not calling him back.
I'll call him back. I just want to see this guy. I had this guy lined up.
Hello.
Hi, Z.
Yes.
Hi, it's Brandy Glanville. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm okay. We just hung up on someone on accident. So Ben, don't get mad, but we had to move on. I'm sorry. So how are you? How's your Monday going?
It's going great. Yeah. Nothing too exciting.
What are you up to?
Nothing. I just woke up.
Oh, lucky you. Somebody else we called was like, oh, I'm having breakfast with a friend. I'm like, it's Monday. Well, anyway, lucky you.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Nothing really. I just probably going to hang out with friends today.
You're living the life.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's a phone call.
Yeah.
You have to. You want to talk about anything specific, or do you just want to chill and like tell me about your life? you're cute.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you. So
how is your day going?
Well, we just hung up on Ben on accident, so that kind of sucked. My I'm doing these things called cameos, and they all got screwed up and then got canceled. Now they're trying to rebook it. And so that is kind of a mess on my phone. Like I think Mercury's in retrograde. So I'm having some technological issues, like that kind of thing. But otherwise, I'm okay.
Oh, that's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, listen, I'm fine. It's just like, you know, that technology stuff makes me a little crazy because I'm not good at it.
Yeah, that's me too. So, I don't know how to handle any of it.
No, me either. So where do you live and what do you do?
I live in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Is there a lot to do there? I've never been there.
No, there's almost nothing to do here.
Oh. So move.
No. Yeah, I know. I need to.
My friend has a tattoo on his arm that says OU, because I guess that's where he went to college, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
All right. Well,
the most exciting thing that ever happened here was, I think, Vicky from Real Housewives of Orange County came here like once.
Oh, and she said she hated it, right? Or like there was nothing to do there.
Yeah, she did not like it at all. And I agree with her.
That's funny. I met Vicky. She's a very funny person.
Really? That's so funny.
She's not as like high, like strong as she is on TV, obviously, but she's very sweet and she seems lovely. We have to call Ben back, so I'm going to have to go, but it was really nice talking to you and enjoy the fact that you just woke up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brandy. I had so much fun talking to you.
You too. Have a good day, babe.
You too.
Bye. He's living the life too. Everyone's living the life. Waking up at 11 and 30, having brekkie.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Should be Ben. Okay. We got a lightning round this one.
Okay.
Tell him I'm mad at him for hanging up on me.
You know. I'm not going to.
Hello. We are not available.
Oh. Please, he's playing the game. He's making us chase him. Let me leave him a message.
During your call.
Hey, Ben, it's Brandy Glanville. My producer, Will, sucks. And he's... No, I'm kidding. He doesn't suck. But I was talking to this guy, Michael, and we got in deep and you were on hold for a long time. And apparently you hung up and I'm really sorry that we missed you. And this has to be our last call, so we can't actually even call you back. But if you're a hater, fuck off. If you're not, I'm sorry we kept you on hold, but it really was Michael's fault because we like hit it off and now we're like friends and stuff. So I'll just talk to you next time. I will keep your number and we will call you again, Ben.
Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will return in a minute.
If you like my show, you're going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. So join them each week as they inspire minds, captivate listeners, and have powerful conversations with people who are making an impact in the world. For made the opposite of my podcast, basically. We're
you're
not
making an impact in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't sell yourself short.
All right. From major celebrities to everyday people, they will motivate you to live the good life. Listen free each week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, like Apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Podcast One app.
Or I have that on my phone.
Do you?
Yep.
All right.
All right. That was good.
Great.
That was so fun. I actually had fun. Michael and I are going to be total friends.
I think you are. You
and it's not just because he likes me. It's because he gets me.
Sure.
We have the same opinions about a lot of things.
Right. Sometimes that's what matters, right? You don't have to like each other. You just have to get each other.
Yeah.
I think that's how marriage works. Right?
No, you actually have to. You don't have to. You have to love the person, and sometimes you don't like them, but you have to carry on the love. It's like with kids.
Right.
I love my kids to death, but like if they do something on the carpet and they don't clean it up, I don't like them that much that day.
Your kids still poop on the carpet?
No, like they spill ice cream and they just leave it there to dry.
What?
Yeah. We're having a conversation today about all that. They just got back from Montana, and guess what I'm doing on Wednesday?
You taking them somewhere?
Yes.
Disneyland.
It's a competition.
Really?
No, I'm taking them to SeaWorld. We're going to swim with the dolphins.
What? In San Diego?
Yeah.
That's my hometown.
I know. My best friend lives there.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I'm in my head wondering how I'm going to cut some of this together.
What do you have to cut together? Great. You just leave it all as one.
I don't like any lulls. I want the people to feel like it's exciting, and also can't have anybody's phone numbers getting out, so I need to make sure that I get
you didn't put anyone's phone number
one
out.
One time when we called that girl, it read her phone number back to us. I just got to be diligent to protect.
Oh, it read the phone number, but your phone did?
When we hit the voicemail, it was like 458 is not available or whatever. You know?
Oh, right. I didn't. That was Cynthia.
We don't need any creep haters calling fans.
Nope. Yep. Not good.
I've been blocking some haters on my Instagram.
I don't even care. Somebody told me, I posted a picture of the person that I'm seeing, and somebody wrote, yeah, not cute. You look like his mother. You could be his mother. And I wrote, I'm going to take that as a compliment because his mother's been on the cover of Vogue 14 times.
Ooh.
Whoop. And what? So.
I have people like.
His mother actually has been on the cover of Vogue 14 times. So whatever.
I don't. What did I'm just like by proxy because I'm on the show with you. But like people will comment like, Nicole is so much better off, my ex-wife. And I was like, I don't even know. This was a year ago that I split up with her. Like, how do you? And she's like, they must follow her only because they hate me for some reason.
Because of me.
And then I posted a picture in San Francisco with my friend, Jackie. And someone goes, ugh, you're so desperate. I was like, did you read the caption? It says it's my friend.
But I'm like, God.
God, these people's lives are just.
It's, you know what?
So sad. So I'm glad that we called only nice people.
Yeah, that was nice.
Sometimes it's fun to talk to haters, but.
Yeah, no, I'm going to really enjoy it because I will lose my temper because I do have that Glanville temper. It's just me.
Right.
And that's part of the problem.
Well.
But it is what it is. We didn't talk about something that's really sad.
Oh, okay.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Did you see that Bethany Frankel's boyfriend?
Yes, I did see that.
Has, you know, overdosed and passed away. And I literally just ran into them a few weeks ago here.
Oh, really?
Remember I was telling Dorinda, I ran into them at Gracias Madre.
Okay.
And they were happy and we talked. Bethany and I met him. He was lovely. I'm just like, I was in shock when I read it. I was like, holy fuck, we just saw them.
Yeah.
I was with my friend Ari. And so I just wanted to say that poor woman, she's worked so hard for everything and she just can't seem to catch a break. You know, first the gross husband and now this and then all of, I just, you know, I know like we're not supposed to be really commenting about it. I think that people have asked us not to, but I just want to send my regrets and, you know, hope everything gets better for her and for that whole entire family of his.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
I think that's the best thing to do. Just send love.
Yep. Always.
All right.
Well, not always, but in this case, yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. So.
Well, this has been weird and fun. And,
yeah. Odd.
Next time, text me and tell me that this is what we're doing, because I didn't know this until this morning when somebody sent me an Instagram message and I was like, what is the plan?
Well, I didn't know it until last night when my friend canceled because she had an emergency. So I was like, fuck it. What are we going to do? But I didn't want to not come in.
I agree, because we need a show.
And I booked my whole day around it.
Okay.
Because I have to get the kids. We have a
lot. You just wanted to hang out with me. It's okay. You can
see
it.
It's true. I mean, it's Monday. I need to see your big blue sparkly eyeballs. That sounded really like yeah, now I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Now I'm uncomfortable. All right. Well, have a great weekend, everyone. And we will chat next week. Bye, Michael. Bye, Cynthia. Bye, Ellen. Bye, Ben, that we didn't get to talk to. And bye, Z. Bye, Z.
Bye, Z.
Bye.
Z.
Bye.
Z.
Bye. Bye, Z.
Also, before we go, everybody, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. Can you believe that, Brandy?
Yeah, no, I can. I have it.
You have Pluto TV?
Well, I have all of them now.
Okay.
Since you told me to.
You don't need a credit card.
It's free.
No sign up. Pluto TV is easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. So.
It's, yeah. Hello.
What are you waiting for?
You just showed me how to use my remote.
Brandy's got it. So you need it. Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today.
Woo-woo! Pluto's also the name of the dog from the Jetsons.
Is it? Or is that the dog from Disney? I thought Pluto was Mickey's dog. Astro is the Jetsons' dog.
You are correct. I have to go. This is Monday.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.